Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Christina Liu. Oh,
hello.
Producer has been Christina Liu. And host of the Christina Liu Show is Christina Liu. So we got a crazy day here.
I'm just fully taking over, guys.
And of course, we have Lucas Benjamin Edelstein helping out.
Hi.
As a co-host. Okay, so you can say hello.
Okay, I just did.
Okay. We were talking at the break about Clean Sweep, which is coming up in the town. And Christina doesn't do the sweeping.
No,
but
I
it's very
do
important
sweeping.
Because after the winter.
Does he sometimes do?
No. After the winter, you have
but
salt
the raccoons
and sand.
Eat it.
What?
Raccoons and goats eat it.
They eat garbage. Goats eat garbage. I agree.
And raccoons.
Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about that type of thing.
And they eat it.
They do.
So they'll just eat it if they find it. They eat anything.
They do eat everything. You're
right. Well, maybe they could help out. Maybe we could find out if they are willing to help us in the clean sweep.
Are they union goats?
Lyle? No.
But the Operation Clean Sweep is going to be kicking off. There's all different dates for different areas, but it's going to be starting on April 24th to April 28th is one section, and then from Monday, May 1st to Monday, May 5th. So you can call 311 and get the whole schedule for this. But last year, the town sweepers actually cleared approximately 2,000 tons of winter dirt and debris, which is a huge number. You know, they really ask, though, that the businesses as well are asked to remove vehicles from the streets between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m., just so they can really get the whole shebang. But specifically, it's Monday, April 24th to Friday, April 28th, and that's areas south of the LIE. And then the second week will be Monday, May 1st to Monday, May 5th, and that's all areas north of the LIE.
Okay.
So wherever you fall in that.
If you're listening, I would recommend everybody call 311, because if your car is parked there, they're going to have the truck has to go around your car. And then you can't be upset when you're
absolutely
in front of your house wasn't swept.
Right.
And these trucks come down, they clean up everything. It's amazing. 2 tons, you said?
Yep, 2,000.
2,000 tons.
2,000.
I mean, it's huge. So therefore,
yes,
use the opportunity now to get the streets cleaned properly by putting your car in the driveway or on the other side
That's
of the street.
Right.
It's
perfect.
Easy enough to do.
And let's just get rid of all this winter and put it behind us. Another wonderful thing that one of our co-hosts, actually, her name is Sari Fleisch, she's provided this chat to a bunch of our groups about, you know, kind of how to get employment in older age and you know, how to set up your resume. So she's providing this on Wednesday, April 19th, and that's going to be at the Hillside Library in New Hyde Park. And it's really for people who are seeking a job and you're over the age of 50. She will give you kind of the best way to make it a positive experience, and like I said, how to kind of adjust your resume into for this newer time. So
wow, and having Alyssa on earlier with ageism, there's probably some cute things
absolutely
that a senior
right
should be paying attention
yeah
to when
absolutely
they walk into a room. That's tremendous.
Absolutely. So that is something wonderful. So I told Sari I would promote that for her. And another great conference North Hempstead is involved in, they're going to be hosting a program called Not in My Town, which is a unity and anti-hate conference. The guest speakers to include is Patchogue Mayor Paul Pontieri. You know, I mean, in the news, we've all heard about these horrible things that have, you know, occurred, especially a lot were occurring in Suffolk. So we're trying to figure out different ways to really just get people aware and to find a way to kind of unify and work together to not have this issue. There's going to be tons of speakers. It's going to be on Thursday, May 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. You know, there'll be someone from the Holocaust Memorial Tolerance Center, the Islamic Center, the, like I said, the Patchogue Mayor will also be there. All different speakers. Someone from the Nassau County Police Department will be there too. So definitely check this out. I think it's important to kind of be aware and get involved and just help unify things and unify the community too. So,
and this is another one of those things that people should come to. This is going to be a great event.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It also is one of those wake up things, because these things shouldn't even be going on.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. You know, and I think it's great that, you know, North Hempstead is really taking the initiative to kind of bring all these people together and light and prevent it from occurring in North Hempstead too. So definitely check that out if you are around. May 4th is the date for that. And the wonderful program that has really taken off is this Color for the Health of it, John. I know we've been promoting this program for a while, and they have a bunch of new dates, April 13th, 27th, May 11th, and 25th. And it's this adult coloring that really helps you improve your mood, relieve your stress, promote mindfulness, socialization. It's a lot of people are doing it now. It's Audrey Dinsdale, one of our social workers, is facilitating it at the Roslyn Community Center. So I think it's great. Do you color, Lucas?
Sometimes.
You like to color? I like to color.
I bought him a coloring book.
Oh, did you?
Remember?
Huh?
And I tried to get him to do it, but one of those real small, stay in the lines, really to get him to concentrate.
And I have gel pens in my...
I have gel pens, too.
Yeah.
I love gel pens.
I don't have a lot of them, though.
Oh, I have a bunch. I'll share some with you, because I love gel pens.
I only have some with a few pieces, a lot of paper, though.
Oh. I like it. Well, coloring is very good, Lucas.
I brought it to I'm not bored.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
And I brought some more stuff that I didn't look at yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it. He came prepared, Lucas. I like that.
But you're not bored, right?
Not really.
No. How could you be bored? This is tremendous.
Yeah.
not many guys get to do what you're doing today.
Yeah, you should feel very special.
You know.
But you get to every week.
Every Friday you get to do it, so I'm lucky. And I have Sam here and Christina and Dan and Janine every Friday. So
that's right.
You know, it's a party for us.
But you can always come in, Lucas. We're always here. You're always welcome to come on and be famous now, because now everyone's heard your voice. So now they're going to see you on the stream like, oh, my God, it's Lucas. So get ready.
But when I was in that room, I couldn't hear anything.
I know. You didn't turn the radio on.
You didn't turn the radio on.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. That's right. Tell Grandpa next time he's going to turn the radio on.
We'll return
the radio. Another program that we want to encourage people that is coming our way, it's on April 20th, is the St. Francis Outreach Cardiac Screening Van. It's completely free, no insurance or anything needed. You go onto the van. You don't even need to make an appointment, John. You just show up. And you can get education, referrals, a simple blood test for your cholesterol, diabetes screenings, blood pressure. This is going to be at Magnolia Gardens on Westbury, in Westbury, on April 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
So we really, I mean, this program is wonderful. We've been partnered with St. Francis for a while now, and they've actually had to send people to the emergency room because of, you know, their different levels on things. So it's free. There's no reason if you're in the area, to not check it out. So just
that's the
over.
Point. Some people might turn around and say, my insurance won't cover it. I don't want to pay the copay, et cetera. This is free.
And I like you don't even need to make an appointment. So it's literally, you know, yeah. If you're around, you could just pop in the bus. And they're absolutely wonderful, St. Francis. So check that out as well. And another great program that's going to be offered at Magnolia Gardens, also on April 20th, is Colorful and Classic Favorites, it's called. It's presented through Cornell Cooperative Extension, Nassau County, and they do a series for us, but this one is learning how to eat more fruits and vegetables by adding them to your favorite classical traditional dishes, which is great. So they'll tell you how to incorporate that. You know, everyone has their go-to things that have been in their family that might not necessarily be super healthy, but they'll teach you kind of how to incorporate this into those amazing meals, which I think is just in time for all the holidays and stuff that have been coming up. So
I agree.
So check
and fruit's important.
That out.
Fruits
absolutely.
And vegetables.
Absolutely.
Versus candy and cookies.
Yeah. I love fruit.
He does love fruit.
That's very good.
Very, very good.
That's good because then you're able to eat a cookie if you eat a lot of fruit. It's all about balance, Lucas.
Right?
Remember that. Remember that throughout
the year. What's your favorite kind of food?
What's your favorite kind of food?
Not yours.
Or my
no,
favorite?
No, mine.
Oh, yours.
Oh, just pop quizzing. Your favorite fruit? Strawberry.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh, that's one of them. Okay. Blueberry.
No. Don't even like them.
Yeah. Banana. No, apple. What is your favorite fruit?
I like red apples, and I like a little bananas.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite are grapes.
Oh, I love grapes, too. Good choice.
Purple.
Oh, purple grapes. Very specific. I like it. He knows what he likes.
Oh, yeah. He knows what he likes.
I like it. another program that we were talking about earlier that will be coming up on April 25th is the World in Motion Group with Professor Martha Cohen. It's a current events group. It's quite the lively group. It meets at Clint G. Martin Park, and it will be on April 25th from 2:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m., so check that group out. They really get into all the hot topics that are going on, so
perfect.
It's a great program.
But basically, we're coming to out of time almost already.
Oh, wow.
I haven't been here in a couple of months, and it goes so fast.
Right. We're happy you're back, John. You just dove right back in. It's like riding a bike, isn't it, John?
How come you haven't been here for a couple of months?
I had other stuff I had to do, work-wise, so I couldn't come.
But he's back.
Wait. Once I had grapes that were like this big.
I love big grapes. Next time you get them, you got to bring them here, okay?
Okay.
Promise?
Okay.
Okay, pinky promise.
But I don't know if it's going to be on a Friday.
Oh, it's all right.
Well, you can give just them to me, and I'll give them to Christina or to Sam.
That's right.
Okay, we could do it that way. And actually, just talking about food, next week, Kate Beckman is going to be on.
Oh, yes.
And she's doing a cabaret about stories and songs that spark memories of food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go
there
to
you
that.
Go. Perfect. That sounds great.
It's cool.
Can I come?
No, you're going back in school next week.
Aww.
You know, so this just worked out today.
Don't you
have
to go back to work next week?
Huh?
Don't you have to go back
This is my work.
I know, it's so fun. It's like you didn't even know you're working because it's so fun.
Right, isn't it fun? And hopefully someday you'll be a director here and enjoy it like Dan.
That's right.
Doesn't even know it's a job. It's a pleasure to be here.
And everyone, please call 311 if you have any questions about anything, or 869-6311.
Terrific. That's our show for today. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We had a great show with Parker on first and then the Home Companion Group, but fortunate conversations about ageism and people should be paying attention to.
Absolutely.
Little things in their life that they don't pay attention to.
And thank you, Lucas.
Thank you, Lucas. And he'll be here next week for everybody. Bye-bye.